Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know I usually play a song to begin with, but I've been, sometimes the enemy be trying, he be trying to block you and stop you. And why? I do not know. I do not know. But we are going to just start over, start fresh, start from the very beginning, okay?
All
All right, this is better. Introduction again. Welcome to another episode of Journey to Freedom. Journey to Freedom, we talk about our freedom journeys, and a freedom journey is a never-ending journey. Why is it a never-ending journey? It's because as you grow and you elevate into new levels, you have to break off the things from the previous levels so that it won't keep you stagnant in the new level. You can find us on Podbean, Spotify, Intune, BoomPlay, Alexa, Audible, and all that stuff. Gonna pray again and get it going. All right, dear God, as it comes to you right now, Lord, I want to say thank you. Thank you for this day, dear God. Lord, please forgive us for anything that we have done, said, thought wrong that was not of you, dear God. Lord, I ask that you come in the midst of this podcast. Let somebody's life be changed. Let somebody, whatever that my guest might say, whatever I might say, it prick their heart to want to change into something better, start their freedom journey, dear God. Lord, just have your way in the midst of this. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so we're gonna get into it, right? My guest today is someone I've been knowing for a long time, and stuff. He is a excellent music person. I'm saying music person, does a lot in music. Just he's a father, he's a brother, a friend of many, and so on and so on. So please welcome Mr. Shannon McIntyre, aka Shandig.
What's poppin'? What's poppin'? Hi, everybody.
Yo, how are you?
I'm good, man. Doing this dad thing. Doing this dad thing.
Good, good. All right, so we're going to get into it because I always say you ain't got to be long to be strong. So, the first question is, what
We
was
ain't
the
got a rush.
turning? What'd you say?
I said, we ain't got a rush. I got time.
Oh, that's just me. What was the turning point for you where you knew it was time to start your journey to freedom and start it for real?
Man, I had so many turns in life. Committing to God young, that was a turning point. Then when I had my first daughter, that was a turning point. Getting married, that was another turning point. Then after my divorce, that was another turning point. Like I just this is the thing about me. God really just put me in position sometimes to be elevated. And a lot of times you go through stuff that you don't necessarily have to or you shouldn't have to. But like my experiences, like the things that made me realize that I need to be more purpose driven, it were those kind of like big incidents in life.
All right. Anything else you want to add on to it?
I'm like musically, man. I grew up with in a really musical family, as you know, man. My whole family do music. Just about my dad was an amazing musician. He's still with us. I mean, he just don't play anymore. But I come from a group. My dad's group was the Pilgrim Wonders. That's my family's group. So I oddly enough, I did not want to do music. I didn't understand mental illness and stuff, so I had kind of some kind of animosity towards my dad. I wanted a better relationship with him, but he couldn't give it because of his mental illness. Not that he wouldn't have, he just couldn't. Going back in their day, man, they really didn't have the scientific advances in the medical field, to combat some of the things that they're combating now. So, you know, that's to me, that was a thing, and I didn't want to do music, but I couldn't run from it. So once I just, because I always did praise and worship, I always directed choirs, all of that type of thing, sang in school, all of that stuff. But then, like, as an adult, I'm like, that's not what I want to do. But I couldn't run from it. The call on it was too strong. And then, you know, as I continued to grow, you know, just doing things in the city and have an impact here as well, you know, I think that's when things started to turn, just how we impacted other people.
All right. So next question. What were some of the steps you took to get to where you are at right now?
Really, man, I had a lot of steps forward and a bunch of steps back. I honestly, each step, just trying to learn from each one and or try to capitalize off of each victory. To where I am now, this was a bunch of hard work and dedication. You know, it wasn't easy. It's a lot when you're in leadership. You know, when you're in leadership, it is very difficult because when everything going good, sometimes you don't get none of the credit. When everything going bad, you got to take all the blame. Sometimes you get all the credit when the stuff going good. Sometimes you get all the credit. Sometimes you get some grace when stuff go bad, but that's not often. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, being able to have tough skin as well. You know, a lot of things come with this, being lied on, it's a whole lot of things that comes with this, but, I wouldn't trade it. I've seen too many good things come from, investing in the music scene in this city.
Mm-hmm. All right. And next question, what would you say to yourself 10 years ago?
I would still be old. So, I would tell myself, concentrate on what's really important. I would have pivoted. So if I could have told myself something 10 years ago, honestly, it probably would be to get out of music.
Why is that?
That seems crazy to say, because it would be hindsight 2020. And I would be able to tell myself how to get rich and provide a better life for my kids. Mm-hmm. Because I could have pivoted 10 years ago. Because, you know, when you got enough money, sometimes it's just the information that you don't have. And when you... And depending on your information, that will be the deciding factor for me. It's a lot of things I would have told myself. It might have been crazy, but it would have been a lot of things I told myself. Like, sometimes I think we hold on to things that's not working too long.
Yep.
So I would have told myself to let go of some things. A lot sooner. I would have told myself that don't be so fearful. I would have told myself don't be so fearful, because a lot of times we have a lot of things that's rooted in fear. Mm-hmm. And because so many things are rooted in fear, we can't be successful because we are crippled by fear. So I would have told myself, be fearless. You're gonna be cool. You're gonna figure it out. So that's what I asked you to tell myself. I had an opportunity to.
Hell,
you don't talk that much.
I just shut up and do it. You get your chance. You get your chance. I got one more question.
All right.
Okay. So, what would you say to those who want to start their freedom journey but do not know how to get there or take the steps to get there?
Do the research and do the work and have faith. Faith without works is dead. That's a real thing. Like, I love music, but I wouldn't have prioritized it first. I would have put something in place where it could have paid for everything I wanted to do. So I would tell people to prepare. That's okay. I would tell people to prepare for the put yourself in the position. Hello. I would tell people to tell people to prepare for the worst. Go run over there, boy, and go over there. No, past there, over there by the woods. Yeah, sorry, I'm still being a dad out here. But I would tell people, like, if you can put yourself in a position to pay for your dream, you should do that instead of trying to have your instead of having your dream pay for everything. A lot of times we just think something going up and happen instead of realizing that if you work and put yourself in position, then your gift will make room for you that way as well. You know what I'm saying? I believe in that because it's faith too. It's still having faith with a plan. It's just smart.
Yep. 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 So let's go on to the next little segment. What questions you have for me regarding to my journey to freedom?
Well, shoot, I didn't know you over 20 years, and this is the most I've never heard you talk. What made you start talking and getting a podcast? Because this is beyond me.
Listen, it just wasn't this. I started, again, like I've shared this, like I really started my freedom journey, journey to freedom, whatever, in 2018 when I was about to turn 31. So during June, which is my birthday month, I started doing affirmations, and then I started taping myself doing the affirmations, and it just started to become a habit and a pattern where I did it the rest of the year. And then the following year I started a vlog channel, which wasn't, you know, all that, but
then, why wasn't there all that?
I guess I didn't know how to really promote it for real.
Wow. And yeah. That's what I do.
What?
Promote at a high level. That's why that's the key to the success that we've done. So I could help.
But the Lord had other plans, and the
Lord has other plans. He has a plan for us.
Yeah. But this is not the first time for the pod. Like, I really started a podcast in 2021.
Okay.
And again, I stopped it because when nobody heard listening, and but then I picked it back up in August of 2022, and then boom, it's where it's not stopped.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. Be ye not weary in your well doing. If you feel like you this is a purpose, and this is a, hurry up, boy, and you have a calling in it, keep at it. Like, one thing about me when it came to music, I knew, even though I was good at it, this is something that was part of my journey. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I knew it from jump. So, knowing that that's part of my journey from jump, like, I knew I had to stick at it. I knew I had to stick with it for a little minute. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm glad that you found the courage to do that. Consistent.
Yeah, it's been consistent since 2022. So, ain't no stopping me now.
That's what's up.
Yep. All
right, let me see. What else? I got another question. When you gonna get married, dog?
I don't know. I mean, granted, I do stay in the house, but I don't, where I'm at with when it comes to the male companion or whatever is that I'm not desperate as I was in my 20s and even probably early 30s. Like, I'm not desperate for one. Do I want one? Yes, but I'm not desperate for it.
I'm gonna be desperate for
you say? What'd you say?
I said, how are you going to be desperate for something you don't even need a house?
No, I was. Believe me.
You don't even need a house. So, you know, that. So, let me see. What else? What are other questions? If you can do, if you can do with your ministry, right? Take it to a certain level, because I know you have different ministries. What ministry do you coveted? What ministry is coveted the most from you?
Probably mine.
Yeah, I can see being mine.
My ministry, because that's been the longest since 2012, so yeah.
What got you into mine? I really feel
Oh,
like I know, but I can't remember.
I started dancing at 10 in
Right.
church. And
What
my first mime was like, I think it was 12 or 13. And my first mime is, lo and behold, was at Canaan at 12 or 13. That's when
that?
I that's where I first mimed at. And yeah, I love it. I'm always thinking about, dances and stuff. And now we have flags. I'm always either wanting to create flags or going outside to flag. So.
That's fine. Have you ever thought about creating your own like flag line?
No, but that is the real reason why I started my business, was making flags. That's the real reason why I started. But then
That's
it
fire.
just grew into clothes and t-shirts and
Merch on merch.
And then also know that I have books. I am an author as well. So, yeah. And writing. I just love writing as well. It's just, I'm just a creative. I'm just all around creative. Just love it. So,
So, you're an introverted creator.
basically.
That's tough. Because it's like, I'm one of these people when it comes to gifts. Since our gifts are not for us, when we don't share, we don't know who it encourages. I know me doing music encourages people. Off the strength, they're like, oh, if he can do it, I'm definitely can. And I make stuff look a lot easier, right? But even still, people don't have no idea the work that comes with doing whatever you want to do that you're passionate about. But you also don't know what your words are, what you also don't know what your words might be and might mean to somebody, because your words might be powerful enough to save a life, to change a life, to give different perspective. So I would always encourage you to I would encourage you to really try to put your writing out there so it can be seen.
I do need to. I be trying to make videos, but they ain't working. But
Well,
somehow.
try it out the way. You can have somebody else say it. If you can't deliver it in a certain manner. That's somebody else. You ever thought about that?
Yeah. People who have read it, though. People have read it, but like as far as like, speaking words, even though I'm still, it's not, I don't know how to say it, but I'm still like kind of fearful of speaking in public. I can make a video any day speaking words of encouragement, motivation, whatever, but I've gotten a little bit better in speaking in public, but ew, it's not to where it can be.
That's what, well, a lot of it is because you don't do it enough. That you got to remember, man. Most stuff is done, and that what gets you comfortable and what you good gets you good is repetition. So if you if you ain't repping it enough, then it might not ever manifest because you just got to be consistent.
You mean like not with people I know, but you mean just.
Yeah, you just got to do it. Don't worry about the numbers. Just do it because you don't know what might catch. You might find, you might say something perfect. You might say something right on a perfect day. You know what I'm saying? You might say the right thing on a perfect day, and that's all it takes.
Just like, boom. Just like my first sermon, shut up and do it.
Mm. Yeah. See, God don't make no mistakes. That's your first sermon. So you need to go back to the old land. Back to the old land, my boy. So you can make sure, like, I just believe in, you don't know what your gift is doing to somebody else or doing for somebody else. It could be liberating. It could be their turning point. It could be liberating them just to start doing it too. If somebody, think about this, if somebody personally knows you and how you are, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I know how you are. If they like, oh, she don't even talk. And she doing this? Oh, I know I can. Blase skipping the thug. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because they you already gave them confidence now, because you're now presenting something that they just, you know, never thought about doing, or they wanted to do and didn't have the courage. So, you know, that's what we're here for. We're supposed to be inspiring and encouraging each other anyway.
Yep, that's the whole purpose. It's just sometimes you gotta get yourself out the way. I gotta get me out the way more times. Yep.
You don't know the word, dog. You don't know the word. Because, I mean, believe it or not, at the end of the day, the only person that's really, really, really hurting is you. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it might be souls at stake. I take it that serious. Like, when I get to talking about God and everything, too, I always think, like, it's souls at stake. Because that's the realest thing ever. Like, when I first started going out to the club, right, that's how I knew it was serious. I think I was 21 because I was in college. And one of my really, really good friends seen me in the club. And he said to me this. And he said it jokingly, but my super deep self was, of course, was like, and it's crazy. But what he said to me is, if you in here, ain't no hope for none of us. He knew me his whole life. All he ever knew is me going to church and trying to live right. So him even seeing me in the club, even though he's joking because we used to throw parties, but to take it to the place of the club, in his opinion, was like, dang. See, you never know who's watching.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like that, I said that to say, you know, you don't know what your life, how your life may impact the person.
That's why when things like I strive to be a light, I even made a design that says be a light with John 1:5. Like, strive to be a light amongst all this darkness that's going on. But I can't be a light if I'm just steadily trying to stay in my feet. Excuse me, steadily trying to stay in my feelings all the time, or steadily being scared or thinking, oh, should I do this or should I do that or should I say this or should I say that, and so on and so on. Like, I can't do that.
Don't put no trust in your heart. In other words, don't trust your feelings because they change too much.
Yep.
That's God know what he's doing. Like, feelings are finicky. That's why I can be mad at you one day and love you like it's nobody's business the next. Because our feelings are finicky. God know that. So it's like me being a counselor now and understanding, like, even in drug use, why people use drugs is all because of how they feel. Mm-hmm. And they have emotions that's unregulated. They have feelings that's uncontrolled and it's unmanageable. So that's why people become addicts. It's the same thing. You might not use no drug, but sometimes we get addicted to whatever we like, whatever is can mask whatever we need to be doing. If you are addicted to isolation, it's gonna be easy to go back there. But we both know most times that you're addicted to something it's not healthy. If it's an over addiction, like a only addiction I see that's healthy is a healthy godly addiction. So it's like most of the time when we're addicted to something, it's probably not healthy for us. So out and knowing you for as long as I do, I know part of the thing that probably might be able to take you to the next level is working on just continue whatever you got to tap into to go dance as a mind in front of a bunch of people. Tap into that when it comes to the rest of your ministry and the rest of your businesses and the rest of your dreams. You know what I'm saying? Tap in.
Yeah, because, no, I ain't scared to dance. I ain't scared to dance in front of people for the Lord. But, yeah, I had to put that in for the Lord. But, yeah.
But it's comfortable also. Yeah. So sometimes comfortability is the enemy of success. Like, Jesus came to shake it up, you know what I'm saying? And that's why when we look around, most of the biggest miracles came from uncomfortable positions. Mm-hmm. Imagine going to Jesus and asking him, like, hey, can you turn this water into wine? We're kicking it. Like that couldn't be the most, even though it's said in the Bible, it's like, dang. That everything ain't always comfortable. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes they get you the best result. Most times. Growth, when you're growing, you can't put a size 7 in a size 9 too. I mean, a size 9 Thanks. Shoe. Because it's uncomfortable. I've outgrown this. So if you get to a certain point, you got to understand your growth. Like, and embrace it. You don't want to be... why would you be uncomfortable in a 7 and you're supposed to be in a 9?
True. And I'll say this, like, on Easter resurrection, like, I was assigned to do the welcome. And when Bishop told me, I wasn't scared.
That's my brother.
Yeah. I wasn't scared. And then when I went up there, I wasn't scared. And and where we was at, all them people, like, and I did it, and I was proud of myself. People were like, oh, Kier. But I didn't do it for that. But, like, I knew right then, like, I can do it, and don't be scared to do it. But I wasn't scared that time. I really wasn't. That's in front of all them people.
That's what's up. Just keep striving, man. I'm actually still, just if people actually knew your journey, to mm-hmm. me, this is a huge step. Like, this is a huge step, even doing this, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Just because I know how you... You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I know how you... I know, like, that you didn't talk much. You never really talked much. So for you to do this on a public platform, that's, to me, a huge step in the right direction.
Yes, sir. Anything else? Questions, whatever you want to say,
man. Other than, you know, nothing other than I love you, man. I'm very proud of you. Continue to grow. My daughter is up batting. She didn't almost hit a first home run on her first swing, and I missed it. But I seen the ball go. But that's all I got for you.
All right, so I want to say thank you again. And, you know, maybe friendship will be rekindled. Who knows? Only the Lord knows. But, so I'm going to have you pray, and I'll say my final closing, and we'll be done.
Okay. God, thank you. God, thank you, first of all, just for being who you are and being an amazing God to us. Even when we fall short and we think you ain't where you're supposed to be, you're always where you are and meeting us where we're at. So we appreciate you for that, number one. Number two, we just thank you for the gifts that you've given us, that you specifically gave us what you wanted us to have so it can be a part of our journey. And we thank you for that. We don't complain about anything. We always return these gifts to you. So we pray that you continue to bless us and our family and protect us. Continue to be a light in our lives so we can be a light to others. Let us continue to grow in love and faith and go from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you again. So next up, we got the first Sunday in, first Friday in May. My guest is Naomi McKinney out of Erie, Pennsylvania. So make sure you tune in at 6:30. All right. So y'all have a great rest of the week. Enjoy your weekend. Peace out.
Peace out. Happy birthday to me, man.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Shannon. Bye.